Iran's neighbors are not happy about the possibility of a nuclear arms race in their neighborhood. Those concerns were on display in American diplomatic cables recently revealed by the website WikiLeaks. In those cables, some Arab officials called for military strikes against Iran's nuclear facilities. These issues surfaced again over the weekend at a regional security summit in the tiny Arab kingdom of Bahrain, which is where we find NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson.
In public, Arab officials try to project an image of brotherly relations with their large neighbor, Iran, like Saudi Prince Turki Al Faisal did here yesterday at the Manama dialogue. The former Saudi intelligence chief declared Iran has a right to nuclear power for peaceful purposes. He said he was pleased Iran was embracing a proposal to create an internationally monitored nuclear fuel bank to supply countries in the region. Prince Turki even bantered about a problematic Iranian caveat that a branch of the fuel bank must be located in Iran.
At lunch that day, I asked the foreign minister if, having established that branch in Tehran, that they would allow me to borrow some of that asset for my country. And he said, we will make you a shareholder. But it's not a laughing matter.
That much was clear in the leaked cables, in which many Arab leaders called for military strikes against the Islamic Republic, like the prince's uncle, Saudi King Abdullah, who repeatedly called for U.S.-led attacks to, quote, cut off the head of the snake, or Bahrain's King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa, who argued for terminating Iran's nuclear program by whatever means necessary. His island kingdom hosts the U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet. But like the Saudi prince, Bahrain's foreign minister, Sheikh Khalid Al Khalifa, offered a more conciliatory tone at the weekend summit.
We have good relations with our neighbors across the Gulf. Iran is an important player in the region, and its prosperity will only add to that of the region.
For its part, Iran has dismissed the cables as a U.S. attempt to drive a wedge between brothers. Still, hostility lingered at the conference, where Arab and Iranian delegates barely mingled. In private, many Arabs in attendance said they just don't trust Iran. That's not surprising given the history of Persian ambitions in the region, even when Iran was an American ally during the time of the former Shah, says author and former Egyptian ambassador Mohammad Noman Galal.
The Arab countries and the Gulf countries, they don't want to have Iran or anybody as the policeman of the region.
Experts say that Iran's race toward nuclear self-sufficiency without international oversight heightens Arab concerns that this Iranian government also seeks to dominate the Middle East. So does the Islamic Republic's backing of Shiite Muslim groups that challenge Sunni Arab authority in the region. Iran also holds territory that some Arab countries claim as their own, says author Galal.
Iran is supposed to give up the territories, the three islands, belonging to the emirate as a token to create trust and confidence, but they are not doing so.
Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki didn't say much to boost Arab confidence at the Bahrain conference. He alternated between flowery rhetoric and defiance about Iran's regional intentions. He said his country was standing up to the West about its nuclear program to stop, quote, scientific apartheid on nuclear technology. The foreign minister chastised the Arabs for not being happy that fellow Muslims were gaining power. But Arab governments, especially those in the Gulf region, are looking to the U.S. to keep Iran in check, says Amil Hakayem. He is a senior fellow for regional security at the International Institute for Strategic Studies, which organized the summit.
The Gulf states are profoundly concerned that somehow there will be on the losing end whether the U.S. and Iran reach an accommodation or whether the U.S. and Iran go to war.
Many Arab officials and analysts interviewed say they did get reassurance from U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton during her speech at the Bahrain conference. They were far less optimistic that the Geneva talks will net any change in approach by the Iranians. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Bahrain.
We're also following some more media tensions in Korea. Today, South Korea launched the first of several artillery drills. They are taking place off the coastline of the Korean Peninsula. Although these artillery drills were previously planned, they're seen now as part of the South Korean response to a recent shelling by the North that killed four people on a South Korean island. Also, diplomats from South Korea and Japan are in Washington today. They're talking about the recent North Korean attack and concerns over the North's nuclear program. This is NPR News.